This is the Pacifica National Board meeting of September 27th, 2012, convening at 5:38 p.m. Pacific, 8:38 p.m. Eastern. Summer Rees, Chair, Bill Crozier, Vice Chair, Afia Wangaza, Secretary. Madam Secretary, could you call the roll, please?
Ken Arendt. Can you? Thank you. Ivan Alfame. Can you hear you, Ivan? Teresa Allen.
Present.
Thank you. Nia Vediaco.
Present.
Wesley Bethune.
Here.
Carolyn Burden.
Present.
Lydia Brezon.
Here.
Bill Crozier.
Here.
Kathy Davis. Can hear you, Kathy. Revlon Gold. Revlon Gold. Can't hear you, Revlon. Heather Gray.
Here.
Campbell Johnson.
Present.
Allie Lexa.
Here.
Everyone got present. Laura Priebus.
Here.
Summer Rees.
Present.
Paul Reed. Marcel Reed. Can't hear you, Marcel. George Ryder.
Here.
Tracy Rosenberg.
Present.
Dan Siegel. Dan Siegel, can't hear you, Dan. Alex Steinberg. Alex Steinberg. Can't hear you, Alex. Andrea Turner. Andrea Turner. Andrea. I believe we have quorum, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. Okay, and do we have the number of people on the call? I mean, the number of members, Madam Secretary? I can keep track of quorum.
We have 15 people.
Thank you so much. All right, very good. Welcome, everybody, to another wonderful evening of the National Board.
You sound tired, Madam Chair.
I am, and I am going to try and maintain an optimistic attitude. All right, so I will find my inner energetic self to be positive.
PMA.
Yes, maintain a positive attitude at all times. Okay, very good. Designated timekeeper. Bill, would you like to be that person?
Yeah, if I can unmute myself fast enough. Okay.
Okay, thank you. Open session agenda approval. You know, everyone, we agreed to meet weekly because it is budget season. It's the end of the fiscal year, and we need to do our best to clear our budgets out of the way. So everything has been crossed off the list that occurred last week. We have four sets of open session minutes, and then we move on to the committee reports and finances at the front end of that. Are there any amendments, changes, suggestions, et cetera, for the agenda, or may we approve it and move
forward? This is Nia Summer. Hi, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I know that the budgets are important, but I would like to move that the ED and CFO job descriptions be moved up right after the Finance Committee reports. So it would be between the Finance Committee and Governance.
Okay.
Because, as folks might remember, actually, at this meeting, we would have had things gone the way they were supposed to with the timeline of hiring the ED and the CFO. Tonight, you guys would have had 20 names of candidates, 10 for ED and 10 for the CFO to look at. But now the timeline is off because you decided to come up with the search committee. So we are way behind. So I'm urging people to please move that ahead of governance. I guess we could somehow try to do this as quickly as possible. So that's my move.
So this would be personnel committee. You want to move personnel committee after finance and before governance. Is that correct?
Yes.
second.
Is there a second from Johnson? Is there an objection?
This is George. It's not an objection, but...
Go ahead, George.
The Governance Committee, we already handled that last week.
Did we? The KPFK LSB?
I think we postponed consideration.
That's what I thought. I don't recall a vote being taken on that one. Yeah, it says postponed from September 20.
Oh, I see. Okay, that's fine.
Okay,
Ms. Tracy, I think I'm actually going to object.
Okay.
Sorry.
That's okay.
Okay.
I'm
Ken
here.
With a point of information.
Go ahead, Ken.
When were the job descriptions distributed?
These have been on the agenda since August 9th. So they were submitted prior to that. Yeah, that's when they should have been approved, and the ad would have been posted August 13th. They approved.
Where are they? How does one review them?
How does one review them?
Yeah,
one reviews them by opening up the attachments that Director Crozier says, here's the attachment.
On the 9th?
I have to check to see if they're in fact there.
August 9th, right?
Who's Bill? I didn't send them again. You sent them on August 6th. I can resend them if you want.
Could you be kind enough, Bill, to go ahead and send the ED and CFO job descriptions, and then we'll take a vote on movement around on the agenda. People will have them in front of them. Do we need to have a lot of discussion, or can we just simply take a vote on this?
Call a question.
Thank you, Campbell. All right, folks. So it's simple. If we're going to move, the motion on the floor is to move the Personnel Committee up on the agenda after Finance and before Governance. If you support that, vote yes. If you do not, vote no. Madam Secretary, could you take the roll, please?
Ken Aaron?
No.
Ivan Alsamay? Can't hear you, Alvin. Teresa Allen?
No.
Nia Bediako?
Yes.
Wesley Bethune?
Yes.
Carolyn Burden?
No.
Lydia Verdon?
Yes.
Bill Crozier?
No.
Kathy Davis? Revlon Gold? Heather Gray?
No.
Campbell Johnson?
Yes.
Allie Lexer?
No.
Isia Wangaza, yes. Laura Priebus?
Yes.
Marcel Reed?
Yes.
George Ryder?
I abstain.
Tracy Rosenberg?
No.
Dan Siegel? Alex Steinberg? Andrea Turner? Okay, so that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 7 yes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 no, and 1 abstention.
Okay, the motion fails. All right.
Madam Chair, could we have a recount at least on the no's? Because I got something different.
What?
Certainly, okay. Madam Secretary, can you double check, please?
No for Ken Aaron. No for Teresa Allen. No for Carolyn Burden. No for Bill Crozier. No for Heather Gray. No for Allie Lexa. And no for Tracy Rosenberg. That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Right, I saw the one I missed.
Someone, would you like to vote yes to break the tie so we could do it?
Moi? I just want to move forward here. The likelihood that we're going to get through all these budgets and actually get to it, I find dubious. But I'm going to leave it alone. Let's see what we can get through. I'd love it if we could just get through a bunch of stuff. It sounds like several people haven't even read the description or haven't read it recently. Obviously, it needs to get done. But no, I'm going to leave it alone. It is what it is. Okay, so the motion fails. Any other changes to the agenda? Okay, is there a move to approve it?
I move to approve the agenda.
Thank you, Ken. Any objections to approval at this point?
Okay. I'll second.
Thank you. Who was the second?
That was Tracy.
Thank you, Tracy. Okay, hearing no objections, the agenda is approved. Thank you. Very good. So, let's jump
Summer?
In. We got yes.
Summer, can people hear me? Hello?
Yeah,
Summer?
Yes, I can hear you, Nia.
I do object.
Yeah, I think it's obvious. Those of us that voted yes would object.
Okay, so the motion failed, but you still object to the agenda, is that correct?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Point of information.
Well, yes. We need to move forward.
Yes, Madam Secretary, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I'm really kind of befuddled as to why what the game is on this these descriptions that's been available all this time and then so much effort went into. But my question is, I sent out an email earlier, and I need to know with regard to the search committee and convening that committee and where. Whether or not that should be put on the agenda tonight, or there's some other procedure that I don't know about that is required.
Presumably, someone on the committee will convene the committee. I thought I had seen some email to that effect.
Ken,
and then
to the back.
Go ahead, Ken.
They must be private. I
just
it.
Called a question on approving the agenda.
All right.
I have a point of information.
Yeah, and I hear your point of information. I mean, typically when a committee is convened, someone who has been elected to that committee goes ahead and calls a meeting. It shouldn't require an agenda item to make that happen. So,
hello. Sorry to interrupt. This is Revelyn. I'm here.
Hi.
I've been here.
Hi,
for...
Revelyn. Thank you.
Hi. I just and I have a question before you
go ahead. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. We were... And I apologize if it's gone past this, but are we doing budgets tonight?
We are.
Okay. And is that first and foremost? Cause...
It sure is.
All right. Thank you.
No problem, Evelyn.
Huh?
All right. can I hear from someone? Is someone going to convene the committee? Does somebody want who? You know, there are seven people. Like...
Yes, I'm sending out an email. I'm doing a survey on one. What date's available. I'm sending that out right now.
Okay, then please communicate with the seven members who have been elected
yes,
to the committee,
absolutely.
And you can all figure that out offline, I mean online, but, you know, office, not
right.
During agenda approval, if
yeah,
you are
I
going to communicate.
I call the question on approving the agenda.
Okay, so please communicate with the rest of the committee members today, and you all
right.
Figure out a harmonious date to have your first meeting and get started.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Okay. There's been an objection to approval of the agenda. I don't ever recall taking a roll call vote on approval of the agenda. I mean, calling the roll, but let's just do it. I loathe 22 minutes spent on agenda approval without actually getting business done. If you're in favor of approving the agenda, vote yes. If you're not, vote no, please. Madam Secretary, could you call the roll, please? Thank you.
Ken Aaron.
I approve the agenda.
Alvin Alsame.
LaVarne on the call.
Thank you, LaVarne.
Teresa Allen.
I approve the agenda, yes.
Nia Bediaco.
No.
Wesley Bethune.
Yes.
Colin Burden.
Yes, of course.
Lydia Brazan?
No.
Bill Crozier?
Yes.
Kathy Davis? Revlon Gold?
Abstain.
Heather Gray?
Yes.
Campbell Johnson?
No.
Allie Lexa?
Yes.
Afia Wangaza votes no. Laura Priebus?
No.
Marcel Reed?
Abstain.
George Ryder?
Yes.
Tracy Rosenberg?
Yes, to approve the agenda.
Dan Siegel? Alex Cooper? Andrea Turner? One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, yes. And one, two, three, four, five, no's. And two abstentions. Nine, five, and two.
Okay, thank you. Agenda's been approved. Thank you, Madam Secretary. All right, everyone, so we have minutes approval. Approval of open session minutes, August 9th, August 16th, September 13th, September 20th, all 2012. Does someone wish to move approval of each set of minutes, please? Do them individually in case there's an objection along the way. Thank you.
This is Teresa. I move that we approve the first one.
August 9th, 2012. Okay, is there a second?
Second.
Thank you. Is there any objection? And hearing none, the August 9th, 2012 minutes are approved. Thank you. Next, someone move approval of the August 16th.
So moved.
Okay. I'll do that. This is Tracy.
Okay, Madam Secretary, seconded by Tracy. And is there any objection to approval of the August 16th minutes?
I would have an objection to that.
Okay, then. Thank you, Campbell. Let's call the roll. Madam Secretary, if you could call the roll, please. These are the August 16th open session minutes. If you approve of them, vote yes. If you do not, vote no. Madam Secretary, if you could call the roll, please. Thank you.
Please, a point of information.
Yes.
Could we understand what the objection is before we vote?
Thank you.
If he chooses to express his objection, that is up to Mr. Johnson. Campbell, did you wish to express the nature of your objection or not?
When I reviewed it, I had a question I don't recall right at the moment, but I did have a concern about them.
Okay, so he may be abstaining, but an abstention triggers a vote as well. Okay, thank you, Madam Secretary. I'm sorry?
Ken Aaron?
Are we approving the agenda? I thought we already voted.
No, we've done the agenda. We're approving the August 16th minutes.
Oh,
there
yes.
has been an
yes.
objection.
We're voting on it. Okay, yes.
We are.
Ivan Alsamay? Teresa Allen?
Yes.
Nia Bediako?
I have to abstain. I was on vacation. I'm sorry.
Wesley Bethune?
Yes.
Carolyn Burden?
Yes.
Lydia Brazan?
Yes.
Bill Crozier?
Yes.
Kathy Davis? Revlon Gold? Are you still there, Revlon? Heather Gray?
Yes.
Campbell Johnson?
Abstain.
Revlon votes yes. I couldn't unmute.
Allie Lexa?
Yes.
Theodore Gaza votes yes. Laura Priebus?
Abstain.
Marcel Reed?
Abstain.
George Ryder?
Yes.
Tracy Rosenberg?
Yes, to approve the minute.
Dan Siegel? Alex Steinberg? Andrea Turner? One, two, three, four.
Madam Secretary, did you get my vote? This is Revelin.
Yes, I did.
Okay, thank you.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12, yes. And two, three, four abstentions.
Thank you. Yeah. So the minutes are approved, yes. Thank you. Next set. Does someone wish to move approval of the next set of minutes, please?
So move.
So that would be the September 13th. Is there a second?
Sure. Anyone? I'll second. Yeah, second.
Rosenberg. Okay, thank you. Is there any objection to approval of the September 13th open session minutes? And hearing none. Thank you. The minutes are approved. Good. Next, September 20th. Someone wish to move approval? Madam Secretary?
So moved.
Thank you. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Thank you. That is Beatrice Allen. Yes?
No, it's Heather.
Oh, Heather. I'm sorry. It's hard to hear. All right. Gray is the second. Is there any objection to the approval of this September 20th minutes?
Summer, I'm not objecting. This is Nia. But, again, I was on vacation. So
you're
going
to abstain?
Yes.
Okay. Abstention triggers the roll, though. Okay. Folks, Madam Secretary, could you just call the roll, please?
No, only I am abstaining.
I understand. The problem is I can't do anything one way or the other. If someone abstains, then we have to call the roll.
Karen?
Sorry,
Karen.
I approve.
Karen?
I approve.
Ivan Alsame? Teresa Allen?
I approve.
Nia Bediaco?
Abstain.
Wes Witherspoon?
Yes.
Carolyn Burden?
Yes.
Lydia Brazan?
Yes.
Bill Crozier?
Abstain.
Revlon Gold?
Yes.
Heather Gray?
I approve.
Campbell Johnson?
Abstain.
Allie Lexa?
Yes.
You see one larger votes yes. Laura Priebus? Can you? Okay. Marcel Reed?
Yes.
George Ryder?
Yes.
Tracy Rosenberg?
Yes.
Dan Siegel? Alex Steinberg? Andrea Turner?
Pass.
Okay, well, you are the only person passing, so how do you vote?
Yes.
Okay. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12, 13, yes. Zero no's. And one, two, three, four abstentions.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. So all the accumulated minutes have been approved. Thank you, everyone. Next up on the agenda is Committee and Task Force Reports, Finance Committee Report, Tracy Rosenberg, Chair. Tracy, would you like to go ahead and take the floor? We have a series of budgets up on the agenda.
We do. Okay, so three budgets are on the agenda for tonight. I don't know whether we will get through them all, but they've all been sent to you. The WBAI budget was sent several weeks ago, several times. The WPFW and KPFA budgets were sent this afternoon. In addition, there's about six or seven Finance Committee motions, most of which are not all that urgent, so I'm inclined not to bring them to the floor ahead of the budgets, but if we make good time, that's also an option. One or two of them have sort of booted out in terms of time, and several of them are fairly non-controversial, a couple of them probably less so. Technically, we should do the WBAI budget first in terms of the order in which the budgets were passed by the Finance Committee, but I think for the sake of simplicity, what I'm actually going to bring up the WPFW budget first, and then we will move to WBAI. And if we still have time, we will then move to the KPFA budget. So we'll start with the WPFW budget. The file was sent this afternoon. Let me open it up, and I'll give you sort of a brief narrative of the process that we went through. The first thing that needs to be said about this budget is that unlike the others that you will see, it does not come with a full Excel budget template. In other words, all that you're looking at is basically the budget cover sheet. I apologize for that. We did request, when we did approve it at the Finance Committee, first provisionally and then finally, that all of that material be provided. And I know Campbell has spent some time working on it and trying to get it done, but due to the contingencies with the move sort of bearing down on them, as well as I think some unavailability from national office staff to help because of the ADP challenges that they're going through, they were not able to get it done. I assume and will say that, you know, at some point it obviously needs to be done. That said, I think what you probably should want to know about is a bit about the process where we got here. This budget went through a three-hour review followed by a two-hour review, so it had about 5 hours of finance time. We did meet twice with the WPFW GM, John Hughes. We had one meeting with the PFW business manager, Robert West, and we also had John Almella, the technical director, with us to go over some details regarding the move necessary at the end of the year and how that would be implemented. Okay, I guess what I'll do is just sort of summarize the major categories. Oh, then let me say one other thing about the process, which is that while the WPFW LSB did not approve this budget prior to the Finance Committee review, they did at some point in time that I think was around September 10th or 11th or some date like that, they did meet, and in the middle of the NFC review, they did in fact go ahead and approve this budget. So technically, you're sort of looking at an LSB-approved budget. What's good is that two different groups of people took a look at this and generally felt that the numbers were fairly solid, given the fact that this is a station in transition with a big move and some serious challenges. So we're looking at total revenue of $1.79 million. That compares reasonably favorably with what they're forecasting in 2012, which is $1.0 million. They have a recently improved website, are anticipating a little bit of income from that. We are looking at total expenses of $1.782 million. That includes $573,000 in personnel, and it's worth noting that that is a significant, almost $100,000 decrease from what they're forecasting to have spent in 2012. $361,000 in administrative expenses, which are coming down. $133,000 in programming expenses, which are going up. $300,000 in development expenses, which are also increasing. The surplus that is predicted is small at $7,470, but I think we would all agree if they can get there, that would be good. There is a $200,000 restricted fund, a donation from a donor, which will be used to finance the move on the cheap. And it's hoped that total moving expenses will be in the range of $120,000 to $150,000. So with that, I will stop, and I guess there may be something that the WPFW reps have to add, or I can take questions.
Hi, this is Kathy. I just wanted to say that I'm on the call.
Hi, Kathy.
All right, the stack of questions for Tracy on the WPFW budget. Anybody? Wow.
Campbell for stack.
Go ahead, Campbell.
All right, thank you very much, and thank you very much, Tracy. That was a very good positive presentation. I just wanted to mention that in terms of relocation, we have a restricted grant of $200,000 that would be available for that. And our latest reading on what the actual cost would be, this is with John Almala and, with his assessment on this, is that it would be less than half of the amount that we are anticipating in so far as what we have in the restricted grant.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Yes, John gave us a very thorough, because obviously the Finance Committee had a lot of questions about that, and John gave us a very thorough breakdown on how he intends to implement the move that was extremely helpful.
Yeah. Anyone else?
Madam Chair.
Go ahead, Campbell.
If there isn't further discussion, I'll move passage of this budget, please.
Okay.
Maybe there's no objection.
All right. Is there a second for the record?
Teresa,
second.
I will second.
Teresa, is there any objection? All right.
Objection.
Hearing none, WPFW's budget is approved, correct?
Thank you very much, everyone.
Thank you. Next.
Wow. Okay. Well, moving on, we will now go to WBAI. Again, the file was multiple times, and why don't I have the file open? Oh, God. Hold on a sec. I'm sorry, guys. I'm going to have to take a second here.
Point of information.
Fish for the file. Yes, go ahead.
I got the same message that I gotten on the NFC when I was trying to open a file about a damaging computer.
Point of information on that.
Go ahead, Ken.
I got the same message, but I bravely went ahead and opened it. I wasn't stopped from opening. It's just a warning. And as of yet, my computer has not melted.
Okay.
I'm glad to hear that.
And I was going to say, sometimes just the type of document causes computers to give a warning, not necessarily because it actually has a virus, but because it's an unknown source or doesn't recognize it, or it is the type of document that can contain viruses. So that can happen also. All right, very good.
Okay, so the WPBAI budget will be up in a second. Let me start with kind of some process stuff. This was the second budget that we approved. It went through about a three-hour review session with the BAI GM, Bertolt Reimers. As I understand it, he played a fairly substantial role in the preparation of this budget, and it's worth saying that he was pretty on top of answering questions regarding this budget. It was the only budget that was presented to us with a PowerPoint presentation, which was special. Let me get it open. I will go over the numbers a bit. In terms of the LSB process, I wasn't there, so correct me if I'm wrong, but my understanding is that the BAI LSB met a couple of times to look at the budget, and they neither approved it nor modified it. They simply did not act in any way, shape, or form on a budget. So the NFC proceeded with the document that we had. Okay. It's about to open. Okay, are there any process questions while I'm waiting for my computer?
Which is new, Tracy? Speaking of process. Hello?
I'm sorry, Tracy, which budget are you on?
Who was that?
This is Nia Bediako.
Okay, Nia, go ahead.
Okay. First of all, you know, you made a misstatement to say that the BAI LSB met a couple of times and did nothing. That is absolutely not true. The first time that we met, actually, I'm just putting up my calendar here. I made a motion because there were certain questions that I certainly had. We didn't know exactly what the payables are. At that time, the general manager couldn't tell us exactly what the payables are. There was no balance sheet. And I specifically made a motion to meet our alternate date was the fourth Thursday, which I think would have brought us to August 23rd, if memory serves me correctly, and that got defeated because there were questions, and Berthold was quite respectful. He acknowledged that the questions were legitimate, and that motion failed, and now we're just now approving this. So we did not discuss this twice at all. So that's an absolute misstatement of...
Okay. Yeah, thank you for correcting me, Tania. I'm not in... So apologies. Okay, so in terms of the bones of the budget predicts a slight decrease in listener support, but making up some of that territory with website income, which is increasing at BAI, with an anticipated increase in the size of their CTB grant, and with some other development efforts like a BAI Buddy program that they've started. So we're looking at total revenue of $3.6 million, $3.641. On the expense side of the ledger, we are looking at salaries and related expenses at $1.356 million. That's a reduction of approximately $130,000 from 2012 rates, from the 2012 spending, and takes them back about to where they were in 2011. We're looking at $624,000 in administrative expenses, $770,000 in programming expenses, and, of course, those are largely attached to the Empire State Building transmitter. $243,000 in development expenses, $58,000 in community events for net expenses before central services of $3.071 million. And they are anticipating and hoping to be able to pay full central services this upcoming year. That leaves, for the purposes of this budget, a $47,000 surplus before capital. And there are some capital expenses that are anticipated, specifically in terms of the antenna and transmitter. And that leaves us with a post-capital surplus of $11,000.
Questions?
This is Nia Tracy.
Campbell for staff.
Okay, Nia, then Campbell. Go ahead, Nia.
You want me to call people or do you want to call on people?
I'm sorry. You go ahead, Tracy. You can go ahead and call on people. Sorry.
Okay. So there's Nia and Campbell and who else?
Ken.
Okay. Let's go to Nia first.
Is there any money in the budget for moving?
In the 2013 budget, at this point in time, there is not. It would certainly be nice if that were executable, but at this point in time, there is not surplus revenue at WBAI. So you need to cut expenses in order to locate revenue for a moving fund.
Did the NFC adjust the budget in any way after it was approved?
Well, it wasn't approved.
Well, when true, but did you guys make any adjustments, and what were they?
The NFC adjusted downward a couple of the donation estimates that we thought were a bit optimistic, not by a large amount. And Berthold had hoped to put a little bit of that into a national office reimbursal fund, not too much, about $20,000. And we told him we thought the donation estimates were a little higher than we felt comfortable with, and that if, in fact, there was a surplus at WBAI, our preference would be that those funds be put into a moving fund rather than submitted to the national office as a small donation towards back central services. We do, of course, want those back central services paid at some time, but not at the expense of failing to use whatever resources are available for a moving fund. That's all we did.
This is Summer, Tracy.
Mm-hmm.
Summer put me in.
Okay. I think that Ken was next on the stack, and then Campbell.
Campbell, then Ken.
Okay, so fair enough.
I'm up?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you. Two basic questions. One is that at one point I understood there was supposed to be a $20,000 leasehold improvement for air conditioning charge in that same building. Is that going to be something going forward? I think, have there been any meetings with the landlord regarding the, rent for 2013? And I was wondering what that was going to be in comparison to last year's rent. And if we were, as I recall discussion, we were encouraging that there would not be any payment pertaining to any leasehold improvement.
Correct. There is not leasehold improvements in this budget, I believe, except for an allotment for the air conditioning, which apparently is somewhat in a critical situation. Other than that, there are no leasehold improvements in this budget, and that doesn't make sense because it's not a property that one owns, so it's not a property that you invest in.
Right.
In terms of the rent, there is a contractual scenario under debate right now that I think is being negotiated, but the NFC was told that there was no reason to a rent increase, and there is no rent increase in this budget.
This is Lydia.
Okay. Well, go to another point around which I had a question. And leasehold improvements, that's why you have them. It's because you're leasing and you're improving the leasehold there. The number of drive days for this year compared to last year?
They are the same. They are not reducing and they are not increasing. Ken was next on the stack.
Just a question. How many subscribers are there? I couldn't find it on the budget.
Last time I checked, they were in the $18,000 range. I don't know if it's gone up or down since then. One would presume up because the revenues are going up somewhat. But okay. I don't know. Perhaps one of the BAI reps knows. Who's here? Let's see. Carolyn, do you know? Nia, do you know?
Believe it or not, I didn't hear Ken. I like the decibel, but I didn't hear him. What did you say, Tracy?
Nia, do you know how many subscribers WBAI has now? How many members do you have?
Wow, somebody needs to mute their phone big time. I don't know what that is. If it's a tea kettle, a screeching piece of equipment, a train, but whoever it is, please mute your phone.
The phone next to the computer.
Carolyn, do you know how many members BAI has now? I don't have the number in front of me. I can only give you the last number I saw, which was a while ago.
Tracy?
Yes, Nia?
Can you stop doing that? Is what I heard. 14 to 15.
I can't hear anything until whomever it is who has the incredible background sound, please mute his or her phone by pressing #1. Thank you. You know, and perhaps that person has simply walked away. There we go.
There you go.
Thank you.
14, I think what last I heard was like 14 to 15,000. And while you're at it, Tracy, could you put me back on the stack for a second question because you just mentioned something?
And Lydia also.
You're on the stack. There are other people on the stack. Okay, Ken, so the answer to your question, unless Carolyn knows it, is not clear. Carolyn, do you know?
Excuse me?
I understand Nia said 14 to 15,000.
Okay. I think that's too low, but okay. Are you done, right. Ken?
I'm absolutely done.
Okay, Summer's next on the stack.
Okay, so I just think for some of these questions that people are asking relative to the contractual arrangements or even where WBA is at financially, I think some of these things could be elaborated on greater in the closed session, but I think some of them we need to be careful that we don't stray into that territory, and that's basically what I wanted to say. Okay, and I'm happy to speak more about WBA's situation in closed session, but I think that... you know, and clearly, just to reiterate, no, there's no money in a building fund because there's no money. And if we're going to have a building fund, then we need to start a capital campaign specifically for that, not just a budget when there are clearly issues in meeting present obligations for that station. So that's what I have to say about a building fund. We need a building fund, but I don't think it would be realistic in any way to simply arbitrarily put it into the budget based on what's going on now without a specific plan addressing it. To that. Thank you.
Okay. Lydia's next.
Yes, this is not my original question, but I think a year and a half ago when we were in D.C., I think that our CFO had said she thought there was still 60,000 left in the capital fund. But anyway, that aside, are they the reduced central services, are we still functioning at that 13%? And I have been scouring the minutes, at least in the past 2 years, and I don't see when the PMD approved that reduction in central services.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, I can answer that.
That's a clue as to when the PMD passed it, but also, are we still? Are they still? Is this budget based on a reduced central services?
No, Lydia, and I already said that, and if you look at it, you can see that. This budget is not based on reduced central services, or reduced central services were approved during the budget approval process last year, where it was clearly stated that central services were being reduced for 12 months and the PNB passed the budget on that basis.
But now it's back to 17?
Yes. Next is there anyone who hasn't spoken who wants to speak?
This bill, and actually we're out of time, sorry, I didn't put much time for this.
Okay.
But I'll move to extend for 5 minutes.
Second.
Okay, well, if there's no objections, I guess that's what we're doing. Did you want to be on the staff, Bill, or did you just want to say that we're out of time?
Yeah, and I was just, since we extended, I want to say something else. I just want to point out that Berthold had already made reductions in their expenses, and that's probably largely the reason why they're able to provide a balanced budget and pay for essential services and still work towards rebuilding membership. They're making progress on that also. So I was fairly impressed. They still have a ways to go, but they've been making progress.
Okay. Anyone else who hasn't spoken, or are we up to seconds? Okay, I guess we're up to seconds. So, Nia?
Yes. I know at the board meeting, the August 8th, oh, goodness, I just dropped my phone. The August 8th board meeting, that Berthold was specifically asked about the number of days for fundraising, and it went from 116 to 122. So what is in this current budget that the NFC approved? I mean, he specifically said that. So that's why I really can't vote for this budget, because we heard one thing, the LSP didn't approve it, and now I'm hearing something else.
Yeah, just to reiterate Bill's point, which I think is fairly valid, if you take a look at the 2012 year-to-date on listener support, you will see that, and admittedly, it is at the cost of a lot of fundraising. It's too many, and something's going to have to be done about that in the long term. But WBAI is, in fact, generating the largest amount of listener support of any network in the station in 2012 at 2.76 million.
I don't know how that answers my question, but
What was your question?
Why?
I didn't hear a question, so I'm sorry.
You said from 116 to 122, and you said that there are no increase in fundraising days. So I'm a little confused. Is there an increase?
From what to what? I'm sorry, what did you say? No, there's no increase that I'm aware of. They had 122, and they are continuing on that.
No, he said 116, he said.
116?
Yeah.
116 what? This year?
Yeah, fundraising days.
As I understand it, there's no increase. And I don't really see how you can fundraise for more than 116 days.
I don't know, but that's what he said. It was 116. He said 122. That's okay. Go on to the next person.
Anybody else for the SAC? Okay. Well, if that...
This is Ken. This is Ken.
Yeah. Go ahead, Ken.
I move for approval of the WBAI budget.
Okay.
So second.
Yeah, I'll second.
Is there any objection?
Yes, Nia.
Okay. Can we call the roll then, please? Madam Secretary, this is on the WBAI budget. If you approve of
it. Yes, enthusiastic, Summer.
I'm sorry, I'm not feeling real enthusiastic right now. Nothing I can say on open call, but, it is what it is. Sorry. I will find my jubilant self tomorrow when payroll's done. All right, if you approve of the WBAI budget, then please vote yes. If you do not, then please vote no or abstain. Madam Secretary, if you could call the roll, please. Thank you. Or not. Madam Secretary, perhaps you're muted.
Yes, I am. I'm also traveling. Bill, if you could call roll, I'd appreciate it.
Certainly. Bill, are you able to call roll? I am sitting here with the agenda. I can do it. But, and there goes the steam kettle.
Okay, folks, okay. And again, whoever thinks that you're either, you know, it sounds sort of like Anna Karenina in the background, steam engines. I don't know. It's a very loud screeching sound. So if you're in the vicinity of the loud screeching sound, please mute your phone because we're all being tortured by it right now. We can't hear each other. And surely right. If you're in that environment, you can hear that you're in it. So whoever muted your phone before, please, compound one. Thank you. And, Bill, you might as well wait because whoever it is.
Yeah, just started up a minute or two ago again.
So everyone, Bill calls alphabetically. So if you're at the end of the alphabet, why don't you all start muting your phones and unmute as he gets to you, please? It's intolerable. I'd tell you to go on, Bill, but I don't know if you can hear people well. If you want to try and call the roll, go for it.
We can try. It's just a little annoying.
Can you hear tape recorder or your cell phone from your landline. There you go.
It's someone in an environment in which there is noise, clearly.
Or a hearing aid, I don't know, something.
Or something. Loud. Try your best, Bill. Be loud.
All right, at least meet yourself after you say your name, right after you your vote. Ken Aaron?
Thank you.
Oh, it stopped for a second there. Now it's off. Thank you.
Yep.
That's back. Okay, Karen, Ken votes yes. Ivan Alcime? Thank you. It stopped. Ivan, can't hear you. Now it's back. Teresa? Teresa Allen? Can't hear you, Teresa.
Teresa says yes.
Oh, Teresa says yes. Thank you. And thank you for being muted. Nia Bediako?
No.
Thank you. Wesley Bethune?
Yes.
Thank you. Carolyn Burden? Can't hear you, Carolyn. Lydia Brisson? Can't hear you, Lydia. Bill Crozier votes yes. Kathy Davis?
Yes.
Thank you. Revlon Gold?
No.
Thank you. Heather Gray?
Yes.
Thank you. Campbell Johnson?
No.
Thank you. Ali Lexa?
Yes.
Thank you. Afia Wangaza?
This is Lydia. I just walked in my house, so I got off the thing. Is this for the budget?
WBAI budget.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I'm voting no.
No, thank you. See, I didn't hear you. Still don't hear you. Laura Privis?
No.
Okay, thank you. Marcel Reed? Can't hear you, Marcel. George Ryder?
Yes.
George votes yes. Thank you. Tracy Rosenberg?
Yes.
Thank you. Dan Siegel? Can't hear you, Dan. Alex Steinberg? Can't hear you, Alex. Andrea Turner?
No.
Okay, thank you. Anybody else join us? If I didn't say thank you or acknowledge your vote, then I didn't hear you. Okay, I guess. Yes, not. Okay, yeses are 1, 2, 3, 4.
Can you hear me?
Thea, no, I didn't hear you.
Okay. No.
Thea votes no? Okay. All right. And I didn't hear from Ivan, Carolyn, Marcel, Dan, or Alex. Okay, yes votes are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. No votes, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Zero abstentions. So, motion's approved.
Thank you. Next budget.
Okay, so you guys want to keep on going. All right, the only other one that we're going to do tonight would be KPFA, KPFK. Has been passed through the finance committee, but it simply isn't ready.
Hello, this is Marcel. I'm sorry my phone just died on me.
Well,
it happens to all of us.
Okay. This is the vote for WBAI.
What did you say about
it's over. We did it.
Pardon me. Oh. I object. The vote's over.
So,
Well,
no,
it's hard.
She was just asking.
No.
Oh, okay. Hey. I'm going to take control of the meeting. Marcel dropped us a call. Marcel, the vote is done with WBAI. It's okay, and it passed, and we're on to the next budget, KPFA. I will let members know that the votes are over.